Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, October 20th. First, the weather. We'll see another nice day. Look for mostly sunny skies and an afternoon high of 84. At night it will be breezy and 76. Let's get things started with COVID. A South Beach condominium is requiring all of its employees and contractors to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by November 15th. The managing director of Continuum says he is mandating the vaccine to help keep its staff, visitors, and more than 500 residents safe from COVID. The Continuum's board of directors made the decision after consulting with its legal counsel and reviewing the COVID-19 information available through medical experts and the CDC. Condo officials believe they have the right to mandate the vaccine because Florida's vaccine passport ban still lets private employers require workers to get vaccinated, at least for now. In drinking news, downtown Miami has another cool bar. Bar La Real is housed in the attic of a historic building built in 1917. The theme is Tropiglam, as in Little Havana meets South Beach. Expect a craft cocktail menu with drinks topped with caviar and cocktails infused with wasabi sake. You can also order classics like an old-fashioned, mojito, and gin and tonic. There's a focus on music too. The bar is at 100 Northeast 1st Avenue. For more on where to drink and eat around town, go to miami.com. In entertainment, the Rolling Stones are closing their No Filter tour with a newly added date at Hard Rock Live at Seminole Hotel and Casino near Hollywood. Mark your calendars for November 23rd. The concert is at the comparatively small 7,000-seat Hard Rock venue, not Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, where the Dolphins play. Tickets for this South Florida date are on sale through Ticketmaster. In environment news, Biscayne Bay is getting a specialty license plate to help fund conservation work. The public will have a chance to pick a design. The plates will say, "Protect Biscayne Bay." Proceeds from the sale will generate revenue for efforts to protect Biscayne Bay and educate the community about conservation. Florida residents can go to miamifoundation.org/Biscayne Bay to vote on their favorite specialty license plate design through November 5th. The winning design is expected to be announced on November 10th. Once the winning design is announced, the public will be asked to help reach a pre-sale goal of 3,000. That's how many tags must be pre-sold before the Department of Motor Services agrees to produce the plates. And finally, Coconut Grove's Ace Theater was once the heart of South Florida's Black community. It hosted movies, graduations, proms, and traveling stage shows. But it has been shuttered for decades. Now it's on the road to reopening thanks to recognition by the National Park Service. The service awarded $398,000 to the Ace Theater Foundation. That's the Miami nonprofit working to preserve and restore the Grand Avenue Theater. The Ace Theater was built in the 1930s by the Wolfson Meyer Theater Company. At the time, it was a colored-only theater during the nation's Jim Crow era of racial segregation. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.